Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. An early end to the irrigation season could be felt in next year's crops. CSU Extension agronomist Todd Ballard says prolonged stretches without irrigation can make the soil less favorable to next year's planting.
The alkalinity and the salt content can both go up. I mean, your weed seed bank can go up. You know, if there's weeds that are very drought tolerant, they still grow.
Poor snowpack means some growers in western Colorado will see the irrigation season ending in the next month. Larimer County has reported its first human case of West Nile virus in 2026. Public health officials say it is an adult who lives in Loveland. The person who may have caught it while traveling was hospitalized and is now recovering at home. Officials say the virus is already circulating in mosquito populations, as it does so every summer. The state health department recommends wearing mosquito repellent and protective clothing and emptying standing water near your home. Friday marked 11 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark Obergefell v. Hodges decision legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Governor Jared Polis marked the anniversary by reaffirming Colorado's support for marriage equality and LGBTQ rights, saying the state will remain a place where people can, quote, marry who you love and live authentically without fear. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Across the Front Range this morning, temperatures will climb into the mid-90s before cooling down later into the 60s. The time is 7:06, and for more local news, head over to cpr.org.